Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
51551 is a text number, joe@rt.ie. David, good afternoon.
Hi Joe, how are you?
Good. Well, how are you after what happened to you at the 3 Arena? Tell us what happened, David.
Yeah, so myself and Leah, we went to see the Jonas Brothers in the 3 Arena and we queued up at door 3.
Okay.
And it was the completely wrong door, it was supposed to be at door 2. But we went through all the corrals and I got to the top. And Leah obviously went to the female security guard and I went to the male security guard.
Okay.
So I walked up to the male security guard and he like told me to come here. So I walked up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to open my bum bag.
Right.
So I did so, and I opened my bum bag. And I had a makeup brush, makeup, a passport, and a wallet in it.
Okay.
And like he kind of looked startled when he was like looking at my bag, and he just moved me to the side.
Right.
And I was just kind of in total shock that I wasn't even like listening to anything he was saying or nothing like that. But he, like, signaled me to move to the side with his arm. And a female security guard, like, came under his arm up in front of me.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you mind if I search you? So I gave her my consent to search me.
Mm-hmm.
And she searched me. And Leah was behind them all at this point. But before that, I thought, because there was two security guards, I thought your man was just looking at my bum bag. And the other security guard was going to search me. But both of them were sitting there looking at each other like, what? And I was just kind of, I was so startled by it. But Leah got searched now, so I went on about my night, had a brilliant night.
You were in a queue that was being searched by men. The male queue, and it's being searched by men. But did they say to you why they didn't search you, why they decided not to search you?
Yeah, so as I said, like, I was really startled. So I wasn't really kind of comprehending anything he was saying to me. But when I got home, I sent him an email and I sent it to Leah after I sent it. And she was like, David, you forgot the main part. Like, this is what they said. And I was like, what do you mean, Leah? And she was like, they were like, you're a man. Like, we don't consider you a man. Like, we're not going to search you. And I was like, after Leah said that, I was just like shocked.
And did you hear them say that, David?
No, because I was just in total, because I've never really heard anything like that before. And I was just kind of shocked about it that I completely went blank.
Okay, well, Leah, who was with you, was on the other line. Leah, what did you hear these men say to David?
I was standing quite beside him, just waiting in a queue, basically, to get searched by a female. And both of them had looked at each other, pushed David to the side, and one of them goes, I'm not searching you, you're not a man to me. And then the other one beside him just kind of looked at him and went along with it.
We are not searching you, you are not a man to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened next, Leah?
David had to get searched by a female. The female came over and asked him to, could he search him? And she said, yeah. David said, yeah. And the female said, I'm so sorry.
And did the female security guard, David, give any reason why she was searching you rather than the man?
No, she was just kind of, I think in her mind, she just wanted to keep the queue going. But, like, she was saying, like, you don't deserve that. She was like, that's not right. And I just said, listen, I know they feel uncomfortable searching me.
But why would they feel uncomfortable? Do you identify as a man?
I do. I identify as a man.
Okay.
But I am a self, like, working employed makeup artist. So it's a way of expression. And, like, I'm like every other man that I wear a tracksuit, a half-zip and a jumper. But when it comes to like going to a concert or a night out, I'll do my makeup and I'll dress up real nice. I still look like a man.
Yeah.
With makeup on. Like, I have short hair. I was wearing like cargo bottoms and boots and a turtleneck. So I did really look masculine. So it was the whole part that like I just felt so misgendered and so like belittled, because like I sound like a man. Well, I hope I sound like a man. But I was so belittled, and that's just the way I felt, and it was just a horrible feeling. And still now, I'm just like, shaken up by it.
And David, would they, these two men, you say, one of them who said, "We are not searching you, you are not a man to us because you were wearing makeup." Did they hear you speak before they said this to you?
Yeah, I was like, "Do you want me to come to you?" And he just kind of signaled with his finger, like, "Come here." So I went up and he was like, "Open your bum bag." And I was like, "Okay."
Yeah,
and
which
I
you did. And they saw the makeup. The big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they say anything else to you? Did they say, did they, well, not that they can, but I'm baffled. I've seen the photograph, which is fine. You can wear makeup if you want to wear makeup. Now, sometimes men who are gay wear makeup, but they do identify as men.
Yeah, like, that's like myself. Like, I am a gay male and I do identify as a man.
Okay.
But just because I wear makeup, like, I go to the True Arena to enjoy myself. I paid money for a ticket.
It's the Jonas Brothers. You paid big money, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, I don't go there to be misgendered or to be judged by anyone else. So it was really shocking, like, to hear it.
Okay, so you emailed the Three Arena. Did you get a reply, David?
No, I've had nothing back at all.
Did you get an acknowledgement to say
we are considering... No, like, I haven't even... No. Nothing like we've received your email and we're like looking into it. Nothing.
Okay. Has this ever happened to you before?
No. Like, surprisingly, no.
Has it ever? But has anything ever, which I'd be disgusted if it did, but has anything ever happened to you, given that you say you do wear makeup, you do like dressing up, which is fantastic, but have you ever been remarked upon elsewhere by members of the public or...
Oh, yeah, like,
okay.
Even just, like, walk around, because I'm from Swords, so even just walk around Swords, I'm just, like, there's been times where I've had people just shout at me, like, calling me a faggot or a gay, and just horrible, like, words like that, so, and I've always kind of got it, like, I've had it since I'm about, I'd say, 10, 11.
Oh, God.
But, like, I've just kind of put up a wall to
And you've never, you've never got any physical abuse, have you, David, because of it?
No, thank God.
Okay. But you say, given it's in an official capacity, given that you're paying to go into, you had paid to go into a venue, that you feel that you were incorrectly misgendered and judgments were made before, without your consultation, in other words.
Yeah.
They didn't...
And, like, I had no problem with a female security guard saying to me, like, not at all. But it was just the whole fact that, like, your man just could have searched me. I know it's each to their own. Like, if he felt really uncomfortable, that's on him. Like, there's nothing I can do about that. But you're there to do a job and you should do it the way you're supposed to. And he clearly didn't do that.
Okay. And Leah, you heard, you overheard what these men said. Were they confused or bemused? How would you describe their demeanour? Maybe they were.
I wouldn't say that the security guards were like confused at all. It was, they said it quite loudly as well, and
we are not searching you. You are not a man to us. You're adamant about that.
Yeah.
You're adamant about that phrase.
Yeah.
Okay, David. Yeah. David, mind yourself and best of luck in your career as a makeup artist.
Thank you, John.
It's a tough business. Are you freelance?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, freelance. Okay. And are you, what exams are you doing?
So I have my mock Irish paper 1 in half an hour.
Okay. So this is the mocks week, isn't it? This week and next week.
Yeah,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Do your best, David, and mind yourself
in the meantime.
And thanks for contacting us. Leah as well. Leah McGurk, thank you also. 51551 joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
A statement from the Three Arena saying, "We are sorry for the confusion regarding the concert goer's gender." That's David, who you just heard on with us. I presume we'll get more longer reaction for them at some stage because you heard what he said. He also mentioned he's doing the mocks, by the way, and which I think most second level schools are who do mocks are doing them this week and next week. I know this for a fact because I'm going to the Holy Family School for the Deaf. That's the school up in Cabra. It used to be St Mary's School for Deaf Girls and St Joseph's School for Deaf Boys. It's now amalgamated. It's a wonderful school. I'll be there on Monday morning where we're going to be opening the new wonderful reading area in the school, and the principal tells me she will allow a 30-minute to an hour break from the mocks on Monday morning so we can open that new area. I'm looking forward to that. It's a great, great complex up there in Cabra.